This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We certainly are. General at your service, at ease. Jeff Cavanaugh, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Got a little FC Dallas stuff coming up here for you.
Yeah.
Before too long. But we want to get out to the text at 877-881-1053. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. It is a week two. Tank Lawrence, Randy Gregory, Michael Gallup, Lyle Collins, ask us anything. Of course, it's Cowboys themed, but it doesn't have to be a football question.
Ask us whatever the hell you want. What's going on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Got a big 12-6 Thursday night football game coming up tonight. A little 12-6 game. That's going to be exciting.
I got a big fixture tonight over there at Rowlett Community Park.
I'm sorry?
Got a night fixture. Game. Thursday night football.
A fixture?
That's a game?
Yeah. 7:50 start if you want to come out and support the ladies.
See, I was thinking you were getting a chandelier. You said fixture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, light fixture, something like that.
Putting in a chandelier.
Schedule's called the fixture.
214, the one food item you instantly regret once you have eaten it.
All fast food, but that doesn't stop me from doing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, what is it? Probably the bowl of ice cream, although sometimes I'll go back for a second bowl of ice cream, but that hits me hard. I don't know if I'm lactose intolerant or something, but that really, it creates like a concrete situation down there for me.
Fireball.
You know what I'm saying?
I love chips and hot sauce. If we go to a Mexican food restaurant, it's embarrassing how much chips and hot sauce I can eat. And afterwards, I'm like, why did I do that? But I just love it. I mean.
Goldfish.
Oh,
goldfish that way for you?
I have a million of them. Yeah, I have a million of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk food out there.
If I ever have chips in the house, I'll power through those bad boys in a matter of a couple of days. I'll get in bed at 9:30, and if I'm not asleep at 10:30, I get out of bed. I make a plate of nachos. I eat them in bed.
I can't stop. I can't stop eating them. If they just keep bringing them.
Yeah, if I get the big old cardboard thing of goldfish, they will end up in my bed. Like that's where they are. I just eat them.
You ever roll over and crunch one up?
You end up with crumbs.
All disintegrated on you.
You end up with crumbs. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Here's a Cowboys question. 702. How did Golston do against Slater in college? Do you guys remember?
Oh, I do not. That would have been 2019. And I watched Golston 2020 tape when Slater was an opt out. So I don't know that answer off the top of my head.
All righty, at 877-881-1053. Can y'all investigate when Olivier Vernon will be healed from his Achilles rehab and be ready to be picked up?
I don't have his number.
I think that question's directed at me.
Get his number.
I'd say 8 months, maybe 9 months, which would make us...
He got hurt in January.
Yeah, maybe middle of October, something like that. If you don't have the situation figured out by then, he is going to be a paid player, though. I mean, you're looking at coming off 9.5 sacks. I don't think you can get him for league minimum, although it should be lower because he is coming off of an injury.
I did a Google, Gavin.
Yeah.
Here's Chauncey Golston against Northwestern in 2019. And so we're just going to assume that everything he did was against Rashawn Slater, even though a 2020 player, he was on the other side.
Yeah.
We'll just pretend he wasn't. He got 2.5 tackles for loss and a pick. That's what he did. Right in Rashawn Slater's kitchen. But more likely on the other side. So, there you go.
All righty. The text is open at 877-881-1053. Any thoughts on either of those two subjects, Bri?
I'm looking right now at my notes, so if you want to continue on.
Okay.
I'll read you what I had, though.
You don't take notes.
I do.
You just remember. We watch tape, and he just watches. He doesn't take notes.
That's all my notes about Chauncey Golston.
My notes.
Those are all highlights. And if you notice, one of the games is Northwestern.
Yeah, is it 2019?
I believe so.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Jumping around the line of scrimmage. Left end. He plays the left end for the Hawkeyes. which sometimes plays a nickel tackle or even stand up around the line of scrimmage. What's interesting about this player is I feel he has the ability to be an outstanding player, but things tend to come and go for him, is what I said.
All right.
About
all right.
Him, so.
469 General, would you like to scrimmage against my U11 girls? We just started playing competitive. Yeah, that sounds like a good matchup. We'll take you on.
You're going to destroy them, Gavin.
No, we're not playing competitive. We're playing rec.
Oh.
Yeah. We're playing up a year in rec.
What is all this rec stuff?
Well,
get you some.
It's called missed practices.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're blaming COVID?
No. No.
Okay.
You know, they want to be rec players. They want to be rec families, so that's what we're doing.
Oh,
they don't want to be competitive players and families.
Families.
So we're just gonna stay in rec. That's, you know, it's all about having fun and developing
like,
the players.
Sounds like you'd kind of like to be competitive.
Well, you know, that's just maybe in my nature, maybe it isn't, but it's not about me.
Right.
You know, that's what I found out.
Right.
903, Jeff and crew, Eli Mitchell or Cole Kmet for my flex?
Oh, Eli Mitchell. Are you kidding me? Eli Mitchell is going to be a workhorse running back this week. Yeah, Eli Mitchell. I missed out on him on the waiver claim when Raheem Mostert broke himself. I'm embarrassed that I know these answers, but I do play fantasy football. Yeah, Eli Mitchell. Yeah.
Okay. Glad you're here.
You don't want to play a jobber tight end, an average butt tight end, over a full-time running back that is going to be getting handoffs in San Francisco.
Mm.
You're going to get 15 points out of that dude.
I heard Roger Craig's coming back out there.
Roger Craig will not play. Mm. That's not a thing.
Okay.
Nope.
I bet he's good for two snaps.
Probably be two
Probably
touchdowns,
be.
Too.
Yeah, and Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
It's my new backfield. 817, how about David Irving?
Did you guys?
He's still in the commercial.
He's still in the commercial.
I watched that. It was like before the game.
He's still whatever
the
attorney is.
Yeah.
We're with professional football player,
yeah.
David. It's a good thing they phrased it that way when they created the commercial pro football player, although I guess that's not accurate anymore either.
I'm thinking of Jim Adler's The Texas Hammer, but it's not that guy.
I can look this up.
Yeah.
David Irving lawyer commercial. It's an incredible commercial.
It is.
David Irving's great in
yeah.
it. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Ben Abbott,
yeah.
Now, Ben Abbott, send us a check.
Yeah.
214, what's the fastest mile per hour you have driven? This is from Dick Trickle in Anna, Texas.
106 in the Mustang back in the day because that's when the governor kicked in. So I did 106 a lot. And then
I did 110 in the GMC Sierra across Nevada. There weren't police for miles. So we were just hauling. You know, of course, the Texas driving experience, I think you were averaging
probably
$1.60.
Yeah, probably, so probably yeah.
Buck
80.
Buck 80
but
or
not
so.
On a course, probably 120, 125. And my dad, if you're listening, turn the radio down. He had a 2003 Mach 1 at one point that I took out. And from stop sign to stop sign, I got it to 125, give or take. So that was pretty good.
That's scooting.
Yeah.
I was in a Shelby Cobra one time that went 115. And I thought, and with the top off,
wow!
And it was like, yeah, it was quite an experience. But you know what? I've never done you guys, me being the big race fan.
Yeah.
I've never done that experience thing.
Yeah, it'd smoke you. Yeah.
I've never driven a car.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to drive a stick.
Oh my god! Well, you can just leave it in. I don't know. How
I don't
want to.
And you're a car guy?
Yeah, I've never driven a stick.
And how old are you?
57.
No, that's not. This isn't
wow.
true.
If
Broadus's dad, call in right now. How did you let this dude down? My dad wouldn't have let me get a license without driving a stick.
If something happened to you guys and to get you to the hospital, I had to drive a stick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, you're dead.
No, it's not true.
You get it figured out.
Yeah, once upon a time, my buddy Aaron, when we were 16, I was hammered and my car was a stick.
Imagine that.
And at 16, I had the wherewithal to be like, I can't drive us home.
Did you coach him up?
Yes.
That happened on Speed Racer one time.
And he'd never driven a stick before.
Yeah.
I was just like,
shift.
Yeah, put your foot on the clutch
yeah.
and the brake.
Let and you
go
were
of
hammered?
The brake. Let go of the clutch really slowly. And if you go slow enough, it'll start moving. Then you can hit the gas. We'll be fine. You can make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, I would hit the gas and then take your foot immediately off the clutch. I think that's the best way to
do it.
Do it
that way. Or you could hold the clutch down if you really just want to make sure you don't kill the car. Just smash the gas down and then let go of the clutch and you'll go.
I always wondered, like, these paddle shifters, and now cars on the shifters on the steering wheel that you can hit it with your thumb. I wonder if that would help me.
You had an automatic. You had an automatic 30 years ago.
All my life.
Wow.
I had a Suburban truck.
I didn't even know they had automatics 30 years ago.
Yeah.
214, Gavin. 40, back in the day, what
40
was
years
your
ago.
What was your beer of choice or whiskey? Well, I would pretty much go Coors Light, Shiner. And then the Sierra Nevada IPA, I would rotate those three. Most often the Coors Lights because you could drink like 20 of them. And then whiskey, I was pretty much just Jack Daniels Although any whiskey would be fine, but if I was going to the store to buy it, I always liked it. You know, it was cheap and the label was cool. Do you think Florida will beat Bama this weekend, boys, out of 202?
Not a chance in hell. No one's beating Bama. Don't you know how college football works? They got a new quarterback and it didn't even matter. He looked like he'd been there for a half decade.
Yeah, I think that Florida's given up a bunch of points, too. They played in state, South Florida and then Florida Atlantic, and they've had trouble really kind of stopping those two teams. So I don't know how you stop Alabama.
Good
the
luck.
Game is played in the swamp, though.
Don't care.
At 877-881-1053.
Better questions. Bring the good ones. Come
on. Yeah, I had to.
Bring the good ones.
I think Damon Harrison would be a great fit. He's a big defensive tackle. And he's probably unemployed for a reason. They're talking about snacks again, aren't they?
Snacks.
Yeah.
Sure, bring him in. I love huge people.
I don't know if that's going to work.
He's only 32. Get him in here. All I'm asking you to do is wrestle. Just wrestle other big people. Right?
All right.
Brian, biggest bass.
That I've ever caught?
Yep.
7'6".
That's all. Lucius, biggest fish you've ever caught?
Oh, baby, like maybe... 20-something pound catfish?
Yeah, I gave you bass and I gave you catfish.
Yeah, I've been on a deep sea boat. We caught sailfish before.
What's a sailfish? Is that a trophy fish? Is that a big fish?
It's the kind you put on the wall, the long.
It's got the big long fin.
It's like the sword on it.
Does he have the pointy nose?
He has a pointy nose, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great catch.
Those are about 300-400 pounds.
So it's big?
Yeah, big. Fight them all day, kind of big.
Oh, screw that. How many, do you, like, just you fighting it? Because that's not for me.
You can work around. Sit in the chair, strap in. Here you go.
573, Brian, I don't think Gavin got the Dick Trickle name, LOL. Well, it might have been a play, but that's a real race car driver name.
It is. He's a real race car driver.
So Dick Trickle was a race car driver.
From Wisconsin,
and I believe,
yeah.
Was Tom Cruise's name in Days of Thunder, Cole Trickle?
Cole Trickle, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cole
so Trickle. They went ahead and ripped the Trickle part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the mellow yellow car.
It's a beautiful car.
I had the Hot Wheels.
Kyle Petty used to drive the mellow yellow car, 42.
Is he dead?
No.
Okay.
Him and his dad are doing quite well.
Adam Petty.
His son.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes. Absolutely.
Peace and blessings.
903, Vic Beasley?
Okay. Listen at 420. I've got a big Vic Beasley story for you.
Amari Cooper at 430.
Okay. Amari Cooper's locked in here now for 430.
Got the text.
All right, good to know. So at 420, we'll have the bottom line on Vic
Beasley. I got a couple of names of people out there that are veteran guys that I'm going to give you the scouting report on why not.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Who wins, Grizzly or Silverback?
We've done this before, haven't we?
That's still a question from the text.
I don't know how the Silverback gets the win. Maybe he could frustrate the Grizzly. The Grizzly's fast. I saw a video last night of a grizzly chase down a caribou from like 2 miles away. The caribou saw him and starts trucking. Grizzly's like, I'll see you down the road, partner. Starts going. Caribou jumps in a river. He's swimming across the river. Bear gets in, gets him, tracks him down before he was on the other side of the river. Murders the caribou in the water, drags him out and eats him.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because the caribou was not a silverback. Silverback goes two thumbs in the eyes of grizzly bear. And the silverback would end up with a weapon of some sort.
Lateral
he's
agility,
smart.
I think lateral
smart.
Agility would be big here.
He'd rip a small tree out of the ground. Now he's got a baseball bat that he's ready to take on the grizzly. Now, grizzly's got him outweighed by a significant margin.
I Googled it. A grizzly beats a silverback 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, my tookus.
The average silverback weighs around 350 pounds and stands 5.5 feet tall. That's not big enough to beat a bear. Bear's going to stand up and be 9-10 feet tall.
It's like you guys don't even know how thumbs work.
I just think the agility of the silverback would be outstanding.
I think he'd create a dart gun and he'd just start peppering him till the grizzly bleeds out.
Okay, a 936. Okay. Could Bama hold their own against the worst NFL team?
No. No chance.
I've always wondered this.
They used to do it, which is
college all-star game. Yeah, but it was the Super Bowl champ would always play the college all-stars.
Yeah, there's no chance because like Bama this year is going to have 8 guys drafted. Well, they're going to be playing against 22 guys that were drafted in the first 3 rounds, pretty much. You ain't no, and stop asking. No,
I would wonder.
You would wonder.
I would wonder because do you think Jacksonville would lose to the Alabama?
No, Jacksonville would beat Alabama by 30. They would smoke Alabama. Brian.
I'm wondering.
That's like sixth year seniors out there.
How many times have we watched like Alabama? They've got 10 guys that end up starting in the NFL.
If you took Bama's entire roster right this second and you put them all in camp with Jacksonville and then you said, all right, how many made the team? The answer would be like 7.
Yeah.
They'd get smoked by Jacksonville.
I don't know.
Jacksonville could literally line up and run halfback dive all day.
Is Jacksonville the worst? Okay, who do we say was the worst
line? Houston, Jacksonville, Detroit. Those are bad
Detroit.
Teams. Detroit's got a really bad roster.
Detroit, bad roster.
Detroit beats Alabama by 24.
Yeah, they tried this back in the 50s.
No, the college all-star game was the Super Bowl champs versus, or the NFL champ against the college all-stars.
Right.
But I'm talking about Alabama.
Just one team's worth of good players instead of the whole country.
No. I'm just talking about, like, to me, that roster. Okay, Alabama's best team. Whatever their best team is.
Of all time?
Of all time. Whatever their best team of all time. Whatever the best team of... How about Miami's best team of all time?
No. Get smoked. Smoked. And you can give them Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, whichever, Jeremy Shockey, whichever team you want to go with.
Oh, wow.
You're getting smoked. Because you've still got, now they're going to carry 100 people, but still 92% of that Miami roster can't play in the NFL. They're getting smoked.
I don't know.
Smoked.
Not smoked. I don't think so.
You ain't first, you're last. They'd be last.
Well, you know, maybe we can get a name, image, and likeness deal done with one of these college teams and make this thing happen one way or another.
Urban Meyer could finally get a W. If you let him play against Alabama.
Okay, we got to run. We're coming back here. We got Amari Cooper, speaking of Bama, joining us at 4:30. And it's Jeff and Brian's segment of the day. Before we get there, boys, what are we chatting about?
Yeah, let's talk about some of these other veteran guys on the street we need to know about. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Amari Cooper, 5 minutes away. Brian's going to tell you right here about a player a lot of people are asking for with Tank Lawrence out. Segment is brought to you by Soda, State of the Art, and the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333, or go to truckwreck.com. Here's Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. While I have this little bit of time, a couple of folks have asked me about, what about Vic Beasley from the Falcons? And another guy that people asked me about is Adrian Claiborne.
Oh, I don't like him. I hate him.
Yeah. So
Chaz Green.
Yeah, the whole thing with that. But
6 sacks.
People like to connect the dots, you know? To Dan Quinn and stuff like that. So
looks like, you know, Dan likes to connect the dots too.
Yeah, Dan will connect the dots on you a little bit. But my guys are saying this. It's like, listen, I'm asking about Beasley. And I said, what about him? And he said, Dan wouldn't want Vic Beasley. He says he's a poor competitor. He's really a different guy and one of the few people Dan couldn't connect with, so he's not going to go get. He doesn't love football. So that was interesting about Vic Beasley, and because this guy said, listen, Dan could connect to anybody.
Happened his rookie year. He was so dominant.
Yeah.
It looked like he was going to be like the next D Ware or something.
His second year, he had 15 and a half sacks.
Second year.
And it was really weird because it was like, I can get what they're saying there because he was Clemson, right?
Yeah.
And at Clemson, like, he was one of those guys that was freak athlete. And even when he was doing 15 and a half sacks, not really a good run defender. Like, he was just a freak athlete that would run around you. And I guess at some point that stops working if it's all you got.
So, yeah, I was, I kind of thought the same thing, because when you get to that point in time, you're trying to just look for guys. You're trying to say, well, what about guys that he's coached, guys he knows, but This guy said, nah, I don't think he would do that. Now, the other one that was interesting was Adrian Claiborne, who Dallas Cowboy fans know very well from his time in Atlanta.
I thought he was washed even while he was having six sacks against the Cowboys.
Yeah, he doubled his career total that afternoon.
Yeah.
Was that 2017? Yeah, it had to be, because no other year did he have six sacks. Come on.
Now, this is interesting what my guy said about him. He says he loved Claiborne.
Yeah.
As a leader and as a tough guy, but he knows he's out of gas. So that's what's going to happen there with older guy.
He was never twitched up or anything.
Yeah, and I mentioned, too, about potentially, I had some people talk to me, ask me about maybe trading for Cleveland Furrell. And if you didn't hear me at the 240, I had a couple of guys said, hey, super kid, he just can't run. He's never run a verified 40. He can't run around tackles, and he can't run through them. Dan wants speed off the corner. That's just not the right fit. So, you know, this is tough when you're starting. You're looking at other teams' rosters. Furrell was a guy that his numbers have gone down as far as he was a healthy scratch in the game against Baltimore the other night. And word has it that Rod Marinelli's given up on him. And when Rod Marinelli gives up on you, might as well just forget it.
Okay.
So anyway, that's a couple of guys that I know people have asked me about. And so just want to get them out there.
Ask you about a couple others, because the Autoflex Leasing Fantex lights up with names every time we talk about one or two. 469 asking about the recently retired Tyrone Crawford. That would be cool, but I don't know if he can play anymore.
I mean, total guess, but when people retire, a lot of times when you call them back up a little bit later, like Tyrone Crawford might be 220 pounds.
Yeah, he's probably lost. I haven't kept in contact with him since he retired, so I would never know if he's a guy that would work out. Him and his wife, I mean, she was a volleyball player, so they're probably a family that stays in shape and stuff, but probably not football shape.
Yeah.
So I think that would probably be a little bit of a stretch.
He was a great leader, though, and a good player for this team for a long time. It'd be cool to have him back if, in fact, he has stayed in shape or has been working with a coach or anything like that. 817 says Trent Murphy is better than both of those chumps.
Oh, we got a Stanford man in the audience.
Washington, Buffalo, a pass rusher. He is 30 years old.
He was not in anybody's camp this year, too. And he was on a couple of the lists from guys that were from Gang of Seven.
Okay.
Two guys had him on.
But he wasn't the most popular guy on the Gang of Seven.
No.
That would be the gentleman on the practice squad in Cleveland.
Right.
That is the most interesting for them. Olivier Vernon continues to get brought up. He had Achilles in January, so we're going to stay patient on Olivier Vernon, and if they need him maybe in the next month or 2 months, he will be healthy enough to be entertaining offers. But I think that's got to be on your agenda. I think the biggest thing with Tank Lawrence is you just don't know if he is going to be able to get back this year with an injury like that that could be so mysterious as far as the healing. I think you should be making moves now, assuming, guys, we're going to get to the playoffs and we have no shot if we can't rush the passer. So I think they should be aggressive about any opportunity.
Yeah, Mickey Spagnuolo brought up on the show earlier today that this is the second time that Tank has broken the fifth metatarsal. He did it in his first season with the team, and it missed 8 games there. So this is something that's reoccurred for him. They're going to put a pin in it, or they have put a pin in it, and then 4-6 is your best hope.
We have Alden Smith available out of the 469. You are right about that. I missed it. Maybe I was off that week or something, but I guess over the summer he found himself in a little bit more legal trouble. Beyond that, it didn't seem like he loved his experience with the Cowboys. So if he is going to come back to the NFL, I don't think the Cowboys would be high on his list.
No, I don't think so. And I think he brought some of that on himself. Some of the old demons started coming back in his life, and I think that kind of pushed him out the door a little bit too.
Okay, 469 says, I'm still hung up that Brian Broaddus actually thinks Bama might be able to beat an NFL team.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
The age, when you get down to that depth, you're dealing with 19-year-olds against like 26-year-olds. And then
like 11 on 11. You know, I mean, I see every year Alabama, Ohio State, they put 10, 12. I mean, teams put in all these first-round picks, and I see these first-round picks play at a high level. I just wonder if you had enough of them, could you run by Terrence Steele playing right tackle for somebody? Could you? Take Alabama's best, one of their best pass rushers, whoever.
Maybe.
He could run by Terrence.
Occasionally.
Don't say maybe. Don't say maybe.
Maybe.
Don't say
Tear
maybe.
Him up, Brian.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Don't. Okay. I've had enough of you already because.
But one of these random D tackles is about to get dumped by Zach Martin.
Not everybody. Not every. You said the worst roster. You didn't say that one of the best rosters. You said one of the worst rosters.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to tell me one of the worst rosters, they don't have Zach Martin out there. Okay? They have guys like Terrence Steele playing every day.
Listen to this guy.
Oh, no.
Listen to this guy.
Listen to you. Listen
Bama.
To you.
Okay, Bama.
You
whatever
sound
Bama,
like
right?
an idiot right what, now.
Well, oh, let's get something in. Whatever Bama team, right? Like, oh, I've got Alex Leatherwood. He's going to play in the NFL. And you got three offensive linemen.
He played
linemen.
The other night, by the way, right. in the game they against the Ravens.
He sure did. And three or four of their offensive linemen didn't. So you're talking about one, like, oh, Terrence Steele. They have four Terrence Steeles, and they're 19 years old.
No, the thing about it, there's some Alabama teams where you and I, when you did watch offensive linemen, when you chose to watch offensive linemen.
Which is once in a while.
Yeah, there'd be four or five of those guys that all of a sudden got drafted, right, from Alabama?
How many of them are starting?
Yeah,
the NFL is starters. Okay. That's what they are.
Not every. Not
your disrespect.
No. Your disrespect. You're acting like every. The worst teams in the league have guys like Terrence Steele playing tackle. Trust me on that.
Some.
Come on, Jeff.
But your college team has like 15 steals.
Not all. Not all. You said the best team in college football against the worst NFL team.
Yes.
Okay.
469 says if they were playing a team coached by Jason Garrett, they could definitely beat them.
Okay, see,
little
that's
levity?
A wild card. That's, okay. That's a wild card. That gives you a chance. You just load up six defensive linemen and you see what happens.
786, tell D. Ware to suit up for a couple of months.
He looks good.
He could probably do it.
He probably could.
Yeah.
He probably could.
There's another gentleman who texted in saying, Tyrone Crawford trains with my fight coach at a martial arts academy in town. I see him doing intense training with the retired UFC dude.
I've seen the results, so I believe that.
Yeah, he's a good fighter.
There's tape out there.
He's a good fighter. I think
we could see.
He didn't need that training, does he? No.
Yeah, it looks like he's been
maybe
doing it a while.
Maybe he'd already been training.
Yeah,
he'd
been training. He's probably been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he was like, yeah, I think I can beat up everybody here. Let's go ahead and start. Let's get started on that. 214 Taco. That's what I've been saying. Taco will get sacks if you put him up against a tight end that never comes out of his stance. He proved that in Miami.
So would I. The 214 is saying to ask Amari Cooper if the Bama team he's played on can compete in the NFL. You better believe that's the first thing I wrote down. The rest of today's show is about discrediting Brian Broaddus. We're going to strip his credibility down to the studs.
You'll never do that because as I do, as I always tell you, what do I have, Jeff, that you don't have?
Gang of Seven?
No, I have a Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. Whichever team's going to win the Super Bowl, I'm going to snap up an internship or something there. Super Bowl week.
You'll never. You might take a lot of things from me. You'll never take that one.
We are standing.
I can steal it.
We are standing by for Amari Cooper. We are also watching a ton more of Jalen Smith texts come in, and I think we've probably addressed it a half dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Jeff's broken it down. He watches the film. Jalen Smith has done an incredible job at finding a role for himself in the NFL, but one that he still is yet to work around. I'm not going to rule it out because he's a miracle worker with what he can do as far as working around his injury. But the ability to change direction and wrestle with guys and find power off both legs, you got to be able to do both of those things if you're going to be wrestling with tackles. He could maybe, line up towards the outside and then blitz, but as far as playing a guy down in and down out like that, I don't think any of the football scouts we got. Okay, we're going to step aside and either come back with Amari Cooper or we're going to go with Amari Cooper next right here in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. Joining us now, a man who's going to join us every Thursday this football season. Unanimous All-American at Bama in 2014, fourth overall pick, already a four-time Pro Bowler, and a man who dominated the Buccaneers in week one, 13 catches, two touchdowns, 139 yards. Yes. It is time now for the Amari Cooper Show here.
Let's go!
On 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we're doing good, thanks. And we are excited to start this journey with you this season and chatting with you 17 times. So thank you so much for agreeing to do this series.
Now, Amari, one of our guys here is a former NFL scout, worked for the Cowboys, and we just got in a giant fight, almost a fist fight, and I wanted you to weigh in on this. What would you consider your best Alabama team? You guys won the title in 2012, so would it be 2012?
I don't think so. I think I think the best Alabama team is either 09 or I think it was 16. That 16 team, I think.
But out of the ones you played on, which one would you say was the best?
Oh, out of the ones I played on. Oh, okay. So I was there 12, 13, and 14. Mm-hmm. I would say it was the 13 team, my second year.
Okay, the 2013 Bama team. If you guys lined up and played the worst NFL team from 2013, what's the final score?
I don't think any Bama team will have a chance against an NFL team.
Thank you. We had a giant fight.
Mario, you let me down on that one. I could have said any Alabama team, especially the ones you played on, because I was going through the 0-16 Detroit Lions team on that roster, and I'm thinking there's no way that these guys could block Alabama or cover these Alabama players.
Wait, you said what year?
The 0-8 Detroit Lions went 0-16 in the league, and I looked through their roster, and I was thinking your Alabama teams could have beaten any NFL, the worst NFL, the whole thing was the worst NFL roster.
No, that makes no sense. Did they have Calvin Johnson that year?
They did.
Who's going to stop him?
Well, the thing about it is, though, but who's going to stop you? That's what I'm saying. I mean, to me, there's going to be trade-offs along the way. But I Lee Bodden's not going to cover you.
But the thing is,
Travis Fisher's not going to cover you.
Tell him, Amari.
The thing is, it would be much easier to cover me in that game than it would to cover Calvin Johnson off of the simple fact that, though, you know how great these edge rushers are and on every team?
But that's what I'm saying. No, your edge rushers, though, could give their guys problems. Like,
not
I've seen
college. No, no way.
I've seen Jeff Backus. Trust me, I've seen Jeff Backus block.
Oh, he's destroying you, Brian.
Oh, he's not destroying
me. Give me the business.
Okay, listen who's throwing him the ball. Listen who's throwing Calvin Johnson the ball. It's Drew Henson, Dan Olofsky, or Drew Stanton. Those are the guys throwing him the ball.
Against Alabama DBs, against college DBs. Don't you know that when defensive backs come into the league, their first couple years, most of them they're not.
But your guy Diggs started. Your guy Diggs started right off the jump and wasn't a bad player.
No. I mean, he still has some developing to do.
But like the guy at Denver.
For example,
Sertan's going to be fine at Denver. I watch him cover. I would play with him.
But
absolutely.
My point is this: Diggs is 2 or 3 times better this year than he was last year, and he'll tell you that.
Sure. But when I'm watching you guys play coming out of college, when I'm evaluating you, I'm thinking, and I'm trying to plug you into what I'm going to see in my NFL team, I'm like, man, that Amari Cooper right there is going to give people fits. He is going to give people problem his rookie year. See, that's what I see in Alabama players.
Yeah,
you know, that's so, what I'm trying. My argument was you guys are so good at your jobs at your university that you could beat anybody, any of the worst NFL players, because you're just that much more talented, even coming in the league and even being younger.
So I see what you're trying to say, and the only part that I agree with is yes, some positions are more NFL ready than others.
Sure.
You got to think there's a reason why a player can't come straight out of high school and go to the league. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
In football,
maybe Bo Jackson, or Herschel Walker, somebody like that, maybe. Right?
Yeah, very, very rare occasions.
Right.
Very rare occasions.
Right.
So there's a development that has to happen when you get to college. And the development is easier for certain positions. Like, for example, you got some receivers who, as a sophomore in college or even as a freshman in college, can probably play in the NFL and do better. But then you got to think where the games are won and lost.
Right.
In football.
Yeah.
And that's the offensive line and defensive line. That battle right there between the best Alabama team and the worst NFL team, it just wouldn't be fair, and that's where the game will be won by the worst NFL team, trust me.
It's Amari Cooper with us now. Amari, you were one of those guys where when you talk about receiver, you were a 1,000-yard receiver. How old were you your freshman year at Bama? 18, 19? Do you think that you would have had a chance on an NFL field at that point?
Yeah. I just want to make one more last point on that.
Oh, yeah, tear him up.
One more last point on that. if every Alabama offensive lineman from the if every Alabama offensive lineman and defensive lineman was a first rounder, then I would probably have to agree with what you're saying. But because of the simple fact that they're not, that's how they're going to lose the game, because guys on an NFL roster who are starters on an offensive defensive lineman, either they were a first rounder or they should have been a first rounder. They just got misevaluated. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I'm telling you with 100% certainty, that's where the game will be. That's where the game will be.
Yeah, I totally. But I tell you what, I've also seen a lot of really good. I saw Alex Leatherwood block the other day in his first game with the Raiders. I know he's a first round pick, like you're saying, and stuff
they
like
don't
that.
Don't have five of them.
But I'll tell you what, though, they develop. Those Alabama guys develop. Trust me. I watched these guys for years. We look at them every single year. They come in the league, you plug them in, they play. That's the way they play. I think you have a lot better chance than you think there, Amari. I really do.
It's Amari Cooper here with you on 105.3 The Fan.
Would you have had any chance in the NFL as a youngster?
I mean, I like to think I would have, for sure.
Absolutely, you would have. Yeah.
So you also snuck in there. You think Diggs is two or three times as good as last year? Can you expand on that? Do you think he's going to have success all season?
Yeah, I mean, listen, with experience, he'll tell you that himself. He's just better. He learned from his mistakes that he made last year. And the reason he's better is because, like I'm telling you now, the transition from college to the NFL is just different. He played against a whole bunch of NFL receivers as opposed to his senior year playing against a whole bunch of college receivers. And so he was able to learn what he did right and what he did wrong from last year, and he was able to develop. And that's why he's better this year.
Can you take us through your two touchdown catches and what you saw and what move you put on your guy and your takeaway from those plays?
The first one was a cone route. I'm just selling the fade, and then I'm coming back to the front pylon, which is, I think, why they call it a cone route. But, so I just sold the fade, and it worked. There were some problems with the snap there. But
yeah, did you know that Dak had dropped it during the play?
Nah, there was no way I could have known that. But I could feel that the timing was off a little bit when I turned it, because usually when I come out of my break, the ball is like right there, but it was kind of late, and so throughout the course of the game, so many things happened. It could have been so many things. Initially, I thought it was like he had pressure or something like that, but then somebody told me that the snap was messed up.
And then on the second one, I thought it was a nice job losing your guy there as you were crossing the field. But at the end, were you hurt? Did you just fall awkward? I think that made fans a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
So the second one was just that was just all Kellen right there, because we had saw that in bunch, the way that the guys they picked to cover certain receivers, there was not a matchup issue, but there was a leverage issue. So that's why he chose that particular route for me right there on the outside of the bunch. The guy inside of me was covering me, which is what he discovered on film. So it was so easy to just run up and then break out. And I won on leverage. Like, as you can see, like I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to do anything but run up under it. So, I just landed on the guy's helmet, my ribs.
Oh,
but I'm good.
Right on.
So Amari is like, you're not a small guy. Like, what, I don't know. You weigh what? 210, 215, give or take, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I think a lot of people think of guys in the NFL who are insanely quick and have really fast feet as being 5'9 and 170 pounds. So having that ability that you have as a route runner and as a change of direction guy, as a full-size receiver, is that something that you can train, or is a whole lot of that is just the way you were built?
No, it's not the way I was built. I wasn't always this big. Like, when I got to Bama, I was 180. But then again, I was kind of malnutritious growing up because, like, shoot, we didn't have a lot of food. But I gained weight fast at Bama. But I'm not naturally this big. I think I was naturally quick and fast, and I wanted to be well-rounded. So I wanted to be big, fast. fast, strong. I wanted to check every box. And so, I trained, I got bigger, and the quickness just stayed with me. I think it would be much more difficult for somebody who's naturally big, though, to be quick. I think that's more difficult.
Yeah, Amari, but it's funny. I watch you on tape when you run routes, and you do something I never have seen other receivers do. And when you run your route, all your routes look the same the way they start. And so you put these defensive backs in such a bind because they don't know if you're going inside or outside. But you have this ability to, like, open your hip and then plant your foot and get to where you need to go. Is this something that you did? Is this in college you developed? High school was there with that route running? Where did this all come about? Because you put defensive backs in a bind having to play your routes.
Man, I got to be honest. Like, that's God-given.
Okay.
Like, I've always been really quick, man, for some reason.
Sure.
That part is God-given. Now, of course, I've cultivated the talent over time, but I've always been quick. I can't say it's a thing that I like. It's something that I wasn't quick one day, and then I did this
routine,
and then I got quick.
It's Amari Cooper. I just got one more for you. Why did you make the move you made on Hard Knocks that let Micah Parsons beat you in chess? Did he need a confidence boost? I know that you're a deeper thinker than to make that move.
He beat me on Hard Knocks and chess? Is that a trick question?
Was that not? Maybe that wasn't on Hard Knocks. Maybe it was on something else. Maybe it was on Twitter. Maybe he posted on Twitter.
Yeah, he posted on Twitter.
But you gave the game away.
Yeah, no. So, okay. I'm glad you asked that question because I don't think anybody ever got the full story. So, yeah, I don't know how much you know about chess. Maybe you play a little bit or maybe you play a lot. But I was completely winning. I was up, like, a whole bunch of material. But a week before I had crashed. I had gotten into a car crash. But I didn't crash into another car. I crashed into something else. But anyway, I was looking for a new car. And Nation, our cornerback, he was helping me find a new G-Wagon because I mean G-Wagons are they're handmade, they're hard to find, the one I wanted. And so he had finally found one. We were looking for it for like 15 minutes. He had finally found it, and he showed me, but it was my move on a chessboard, and there was literally only one way I could lose. Like I said, I don't know how much you know about chess, but you could be up a whole bunch of material and you could still lose. It's something called a back rank checkmate, and that's the only possible way he could have won. And I mean, it's easy to see from my vantage point, being up so much material, that's the only way he could win. But because I was distracted, it was my move, and I was looking at the car, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's the one. I'm going to go get it today. And I actually went and got it that day, but I was like, I'm going to go get it today. And I just kept hearing Micah say, come on, bro, it's your move. Come on, why are you taking so long? And so I looked back, and I'm like, why are you rushing me? Like, you don't usually rush me. Like, what's the deal? So I'm still looking at the car. He's like, bro, like, come on. So I just went back to the board, and I just made a dubious move just because, like, he was rushing me. And then as soon as I took my hand off the piece, he moved it and he back ranked me. So that's
oh no.
Has he beaten you since?
Yeah, I think he won another game since though. But it was a similar type of situation. Mm.
You still the king?
Yeah, of this team for sure.
Right. Is there anybody in the NFL that can take you that you know of?
That can beat me in a game. I mean, sure.
Or is better? Is better is probably a better question.
I don't think. Not anybody that I know of. I know a couple players play, but from the research that I've done, because most people that play have an account on chess.com, they're all rated lower than me.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, listen, Amari, that was fantastic. Our listeners loved it. They're all texting in on our screen here saying this was radio gold. So. Awesome start to this season on the radio and on the field, and we look forward to more of it with you.
Thank you. Appreciate
all right, bud. Take care. There he is, Amari Cooper with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Use
we got to go.
Tons of words. Let's go.
Yeah. That was great, man. That was awesome. And I'm not lying. I mean, the text, it's been a long time since I've seen him come in that hot and that happy.
Yeah,
here we go.
Smashing brought us right and left.
We got to step aside. We're coming back for the 5 o'clock hour. Cowboys Twitter, fascinating things getting reported about today's practice and what you need to know about who was practicing where. That is coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.